Hallelujah. 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 I do want to get started early today, saints, because there's something in my heart that I do want to preach unto us. You can be seated. I do want to take my time and to be very deliberate with what Scripture says. In all of our gathering, we need to get understanding. We need to know whom this one is that we truly think we serve. And we must truly know him. We must identify with him. It has to be that way. And the scriptures tells us his requirements, what he commands, what he demands, his desires. And it gives us a composition of whom he actually is. That's why he sent his son. To make known that revelation, that there will be no doubts at all as to whom he is. And he came to declare the truth of the Father and to make it known unto his people. He did not make it known unto every man, those that were his call and elect, and chosen according to his purpose. He made it known unto them that there were many hearers, but they were not doers. If a man be a hearer of the word of Yahweh and not a doer, then he deceives his own heart. We can hear it all day long without doing what it says, then we have deceived our own hearts. And we are deceived. And so what I want to be God, I want to start in the scriptures. I do want you to remember or write them down. And the scriptures that I preach from today, you be like the Bereans. You go back and you search them and see whether there is any validity as to what I speak today. Is it from the bosom of Yahweh, from his throne? Or is it according to my theology and my traditions that I speak? Or is it the infallible truth of the Father? I will show you in scriptures what Scripture says. And Scripture bring revelation to Scripture. For Yahweh is truth. The Messiah was the Word made flesh. And in him is the revelation. It doesn't come any other way. This is a generation that actually believes that it actually has the revelation. It did not, or it has not brought about any perfection, any purity of love. It has brought about dissension, divide, separation. And when Messiah came, he came to bring into focus the glory and the purpose of the Father. And the Father has to. Everything in the world has a name. Everything. We name our dogs, our cats, yet the Father has no name. And her name is a distinction that is given unto one that is recognizable. It's one thing that parents, husbands and wives, they talk for months before the child is born concerning the name. And they give the child a distinctive name that child will recognize. Yet Almighty Yahweh, the gods of the earth, they have names. Shaitan, Molech, Molcham, yet this creator of all things is simply identified as Lord and God. That is not so. He has a name. He has a distinctive name. And it's in Scripture too. You may deny it. It is to your own peril that you deny him. When a man says he loves him, and the scripture says he doesn't love his name, then he is a liar. You think that he means that you love his authority? He means just what he said. He said to Moses, you declare unto Pharaoh, for this solemn purpose, I have raised thee up for no other purpose. For one purpose, I've raised thee up. That my name, or that I may get glory from this destruction that shall come. And he said, and that my name may be declared throughout all of the earth. Now, what name was declared?
Amen.
He said that my name may be declared. And when something is declared, it is vociferous. It is made hello or loud that his name may be declared throughout all the earth. And not only shall his name be declared, but it shall be a memorial unto him. It doesn't change. It stays the same. And it has not changed. And it will not change. Messiah will have a new name in the kingdom. For he will not be the salvation of the people in the kingdom. He will be the eternal power of Almighty Yahweh. But he will glorify the Father. For he will not give his glory unto any other. And he has not done that. Messiah is the word of Yahweh. And he came to make known whom the Father is. We do not have to walk as heathens or bastards. A bastard doesn't know his father. I don't know my natural father to the extent that I may go and call him father. I know a man's name, but I don't know him in that regard. I don't know him. And so in the physical birth, in that natural sense, I was birthed under the power and auspice of bastardom. I don't know my father. My mother was not betrothed unto the man. And so that is my natural birth. Are you ashamed of that? I have a birth that extends beyond that. And it's a new birth by the Spirit. I'm grateful that Yahweh even allowed a bastard in the natural to be a vessel of his truth and to speak his name. For that I am more grateful than knowing a natural father, than having fellowship with him. To know that I know my father, which is much more important than those things. He has a name that we must identify him by, and we must call on that name. Now, I do want to be guided in Scripture. And his name is a holy name. As we came into this knowledge of holiness, we found out what the definition of holiness was. It was to be sanctified. It was to be set apart. It was to be separate from the norm or the tradition. Now that is what holiness is. It is a distinct character that is not like the norm. You can associate the holiness or the purity of Yahweh with the norm. When they began to ask Yahshua, how do we pray? He taught them, I do not believe that this is a pattern of praying, and we formulate some kind of prayer life from this. I believe that every word of Yahweh is pure. We that are born of the Spirit, we live by every word. So I believe we live by the words that Messiah spoke unto them. And he says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, this is what the word of Yahweh says. He said unto them, but thou, when thou prayest, will you enter into that place whereby you can touch the heavens? When thou prayest, he said, enter into thy closet, that place whereby you have closed out everything. You have closed out the carnal mind, the natural emotions and feelings. He said that you are separated. Prayer is a holy thing. And our minds are filled with carnal things when we pray. That is why Messiah said you enter into that closet. You shut everything out. You don't allow anything to penetrate your mind. But that law of righteousness as you speak unto the Father. For he knows everything that is in us. So you don't want to come before him half-heartedly. Without sincerity. But you must be sincere when you come into the presence of Yahweh. He said, you enter into your closet, and when thou hast shut the door, you shut your mind off from everything but what pertaineth unto his desire for his people. And we will pray in accordance to that, because he told them to pray in accordance to that. He said, you pray to the Father, which is in secret, And the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. He understands your hearts and desire. He knows you shut everything out to get into that place where you can literally be touched by Him. And He said, after you've done that, after this manner, you pray, Our Father, which art in heaven. Now that is the initial contact. You must know that He abodes above the mind. And above the natural ability of man to touch Him. We identify His abode, first of all, that He dwells in the heavens. He doesn't dwell like man on the earth, yet He dwells in us that are His. He said, first of all, you must identify that our Father. And the second thing you say unto Him, hallowed be thy name. Now, if it is a holy name, if it is hallowed, then it must be a name set apart. It must be a holy name. It has to be a name that is holy, cannot be associated with pagans and other religious forms, but it has to be that way. Why did He say, hallowed be thy name? That is what Scripture says. He said, holy is thy name. And you speak that hallowed name because you know that it is a hallowed name, for He is your Father. And you identify the hallowness or the holiness of His name. He must possess a name that is a holy name. It cannot be characterized as Lord, and it cannot be characterized as God. He said, hallowed, holy is thy name. Hallowed be thy name. First of all, He identifies Him as Father, our Father. And then He identifies His name, hallowed be thy name. And a name is a distinct wording or phrase or mark that is given unto one that identifies that one. He has a name that is hallowed. It is not just some offshoot of a name, but it's a very hallowed name. It's a holy name. And men do not understand that today. His name is holy. Sister Kathy was speaking to her mother concerning the name of Yahweh. And her mother responded unto her, the Catholics have always known that, but they will not identify that name. They will not speak His name no more than they will not reverence the Shabbat. They will not keep that. They will keep the first day of the week and they will not identify the Shabbat. They will not identify the feast days of Yahweh, but they got St. Peter's Day. St. Matthew's Day, they got Christmas Day, they got all of these pagan identities and all these pagan rituals that move them far from Almighty Yahweh. And there is documentation even in their liturgy that tells you that they know, whether it is Catholicism, Pentecostalism, they will tell you that they know His name. But it's not a name of relevance. And yet they say the name of Jesus is a name of relevance. But the name of the Father is no name of relevance. And here Messiah was praying, my Father, which art in heaven, and the attribute of His name is, first of all, it must be hallowed. It's a holy name. So you don't speak that name in covetousness or in greed. His name is a very hallowed name. It is a very personal name. It is not some hybrid name that distracts from His character, but His name is a holy name. And if God is a holy name, then Satan, that the Scripture calls the God of this earth, that he is a holy God. He has a hallowed name. And He wants His name to be extolled above the heavens. His name is holy. It's not a pagan name, but it's a holy name. Our theology and our traditions have not taught us this. Why? Because they have been birthed, and men have been birthed under the power of that spirit of rulership and Catholicism rule. Whether it is perpetrated in the body of Protestantism, or it's perpetrated in the body of holiness, or Pentecostalism, it's still rule because they are birthed by the mother of that spirit. They deny the Shabbat. They will not keep that. They keep all these pagan holidays, the Christmas, the Easter, and they glory in those things. And so the birth of their mother is still in them. That's why we must be born again. By the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. It comes by a new birth. So hallowed, he said, is the name of the Father. You pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If the Father has a name, and if his name is written, if the scripture says his name is written, then he must possess a name that must be written. And when something is written, I know our vernacular, we all know what written means. It is inscribed by some instrument that it has distinct characters that identify the one in whom that name belongs to when it is written. If I write down the name of Randy, it is totally distinct from the name of David. The characters in the English language will separate them. Sure would. And so if the Father implies in Scripture that his name be written, then he has a name that we should know and understand. And it is in Scripture too. Now I want to deal with the aspect of this holy name. David said in Psalms 33 and verse 21. Psalms 33 and verse 21. I do want you to write these scriptures down. And you search them to see if they imply what this man of Yahweh is speaking. Or this is something that is false. It is absurd. And it has no relevance today at all. And it has grave implications today. David said in Psalms 33 and verse 21. He said, for our heart shall rejoice in him. He was talking of one that his heart was going to rejoice in. He said, because we have trusted in his holy name. Now, what name did David trust in? David said that his name, he declares his name as a holy name. He said, we have trusted in his holy name. What is the Father's name if he has a holy name? And David said we have trusted in his holy name. So he has a name that is holy. That is the character of Yahweh's name. It's a holy name. You can't deny it and you can't separate holiness from the name of Almighty Yahweh. David said we have trusted in the holiness. We have trusted in his holy name. Not the feats, what he had done. It was not by the might of the powerful things that Yahweh had done. But it was by the power of that name revealed. And in the name, the constitutions of the many mighty things that were done in the name. And so he said we have trusted in his holy name. So he has a holy name. Messiah cannot pray or instruct us anything differently from that. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, holy is thy name. So what is his name? Is it a title? That's why men have construed what Messiah said. When he told them to go into all nations, baptizing them in the name. He did not say names. He said the name. And he identified the name of the Father. Did he not do that? Did he not say that? And yet they want to say that Peter said something different than Messiah. Not true. He said, go ye into all nations. First of all, you teach all men, go into all nations, baptizing them in the name. He did not say names. Name, there's only one name whereby salvation is delivered unto man. And that is the name of Yahweh. Yahshua is the salvation of Yah. He said, you baptize them in the name of the Father. For the Son has the same name as the Father. And of the Holy Ghost, what he said. He told that to Peter. You think Peter disobeyed him on that? Peter did not disobey him. But he obeyed him because he knew that name. He knew the hallowness of his name. He has a holy name. He has a name of reverence. That's why he put his name in his tabernacle. He has put it in the hearts of his people that they may hallow his name. And that is what he requires. First of all, David said we would trust in his holy name. Men today despise his name. They don't want to hear the name spoken or even mentioned. Something is wrong in your spirit. Something is wrong in your heart. They don't want to hear that name spoken. It is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is not Yahweh's name. I will show you in Scripture. He has a name that is distinctive, different than the pagan gods of this earth. I don't care what our tradition have taught us. They have deceived our own desperately wicked hearts. David said in Psalms 103 verse 1. Psalms 103 verse 1. Now I'm not going to read it as it is in those texts you're looking at. But I know what it says. I'm not going to shun his name for anyone. I'm not going to backtrack on his name for anyone. I won't do it for finance. I won't do it for association. I know his name. And it was not poured into my heart by some doctor because some man, I told you what he said. That wasn't the issue. Yahweh began to deal with my heart long before that as I began to search Scripture. I knew that this house was not ready for it. The Scripture says in Psalms 103 verse 1. David said, bless Yahweh. That is how it ought to imply. He said, bless Yahweh, O my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy name. Now, what holy name are you going to bless? You think that that is set apart from the new? He said, all that is within me bless his holy name, that hallowed name. And what is the hallowed name? We must find the hallowed name in order to bless his holy name with all, he said, within me. First of all, you trust that name with all that is within you. You bless that hallowed name. When you come to the knowledge of it, you bless it. He said, everything that is within me, bless his holy name. What is the name if it's a holy name? What is it? Tell me the name if it's a holy name. He said, everything that is within my soul, I will bless the holy name. He has a hallowed name, saints. He has a hallowed name. And he wants his name exalted above the heavens. For the works in the body of Yahshua, they were done in his name. They were done in his name. Yahshua said, if another come in his own name, you will receive him. Because I count in the Father's name, you reject me. He said, you don't have the love of Yahweh in your heart, because if you did, you will receive me. You can't have this love and not receive his name. Your traditions will not allow you to receive his name. That's why those in Catholicism and their religious practices cannot receive that truth. They love lies. And this generation loves lies today. It's on its way to hell because they love lies. David said, let everything that is within me bless. Now, how do you take that away? Is every word of Yahweh pure? He said, with everything within me bless his holy name. He has a sacred name. He has a sacred name. That's what holiness is. It's a name that's sanctified. You don't associate his name with Baal or other gods of this earth. He said, let everything within me. Why? Because first of all, I trust his name. And I will bless his hallowed name. When you pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You first of all, you trust it. And secondly, you began to bless that hallowed name with everything that is in you. And that's why there should be a sacrifice of praises offered up with thanksgiving unto his name. He said, with everything in me, bless his hallowed name. Tell me the hallowed or the holy name. That's all I want to know. Psalms 105 verse 3. David said, Psalms 105 verse 3. He said, glory ye. He tells us. Both or shine ye. He said, glory ye in his holy name. Let thy heart, let the heart of them that rejoice, that seek after Yahweh. He said, glory or you boast in his holy name. Shine in his holy name. You truly get down before his presence. As you began to trust in that name, began to pour out your soul to that name, you will begin to rejoice in that name. You began to boast in that name. You began to exalt him and lift him up to the pinnacle he ought to be lifted up. We've lifted up flesh, tradition, everything but the name of Yahweh. And he has a name. I don't care what you say that Yahweh say, he still has a name. And it is proven that those tetragrammatons, YHWH, is enunciated your way. No other way. He has a name. And it's a holy name. And we ought to ascribe unto his name the greatness that is associated with his name. For it is a holy name. David said in Psalms 106, verse 47, he said, "Save us, O Yahweh, our Elohim, and gather us from among the heathens." That's why David said we must be gathered from the heathens. For what purpose? To give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. Gather us from our heathen ways and our heathen mentality. For what purpose? That we may give thanks unto his holy name. He has a name that ought to be thanked. When a man truly travails in prayer, he will begin to thank him. He will begin to thank him. He began to appreciate him. So gather us from our heathen ways and our heathen traditions that first of all we may give thanks unto thy name. Bring us and separate us from our heathen ways, our heathen traditions that we have learned, that we may give thanks unto thy name. The reason man cannot do that because they're still walking in heathenism. They're heathens because they don't realize that his name is a holy name. Messiah did not tell us to pray away, that he did not have scripture to back that up. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We'll look at dictionaries and see definition. We will still defy that. That's a witchcraft spirit, one that is very stubborn. We don't want to see things because we'll confront our ill fitness, our sins. So we don't want to confront things. We don't want to do that. You sit down and read the newspaper for 10 hours, 3 hours. You read every section of the sports sections and all the business section. The local news, and you will go through the obituary, whether you know the people or not. You will look at their names. And yet there are men that Yahweh has blessed with profound spirits to speak a great revelation of the knowledge of this holy name. And men reject that today. They want things according to their traditions and their ways. They will accept those things. And yet men that have a knowledge of certain things because they have truly labored and given their hearts and their lives over unto that. We don't want to honor those kinds of things. He has a name that is hallowed. And once a man understand that hallowed name, he will begin to give thanks unto that name. He wants us to give thanks unto his holy name. And that is what he wants. Not thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. He has a name. It is in your way. Your way. Your. Psalms 145 verse 21. Psalms 145 verse 21. David said, My mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh. And look at what he said. And let some flesh, you say you love Yahweh and you disobey his commandment, you're a liar. And the truth is not in you. He said, let all flesh bless what? His what name? Why? Forever and what? He means what he says. He said, let all flesh bless his holy name. Let all flesh ascribe righteousness unto the name of Yahweh. When they see a righteous thing, they will say, truly Yahweh has done this. He said, let all flesh, he did not say some flesh. He said, let the heathens bless his name. Why? Because his name is hallowed. It's a pure name. It's not like Molech and Mocham. It's not like Baal. It's not the name of Shaitan. He said, let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever and ever and ever. And his name shall be a memorial unto the people of the earth. They're building memorials all over America. The tomb of the lost soldiers. The tomb of Abraham Lincoln. The tomb of the rocks of the Vietnam soldiers.
And 1,000 years from today, you will go to D.C. if it's alive, and you will see that tomb there.
Amen.
That's what a memorial is. It has an everlasting effect. And his name is the name of a memorial. His name is an everlasting name. It's not a shallow name. And he has given man the vocal projection to call upon his name. In all of that sin, he's put that in our mouths that we may call upon this hallowed Elohim. He said his name is holy. That is ascribed to his name. He has a holy name. It is not a name that is unholy, but his name is holy. And he wants his name to be recognized that way as being a holy name. Not an unholy name, not a pagan name, but a holy name. Now that is scripture, and Yahweh means what he says. The scripture says in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 18 through verse 21. Ezekiel chapter 36, it says, "Wherefore I pour out my fury upon them for the blood that they have shed upon the land." He said, because of their sins and their corruption, I am going to pour out my fury upon them. "And for their idols, wherewith they have polluted it." It is because of their idols they have polluted the land. It's because of the idols today, the minds are polluted. There's no pure knowledge of Yahweh. There's no pure sense of his laws and his commandments. So man tries to rationalize them. You can't do that. "And I scattered them among the heathens." That's what David said. "Take us from the heathens, that we may give thanks unto thy name." And Yahweh said, because of your sins, he has scattered you among the heathens. And you can hardly give thanks unto his name. He said, "And they were dispersed throughout the countries, according to their way, and according to their doings, I judged them. And when they entered unto the heathens, whether they went," he said, "they profaned," they violated, they defiled, "my holy name." Now what name did they defile? There must be a name that they defile. And that is what we have done amongst the heathens. We have defiled his name. He said, "They have defiled, they have profaned my name." What name? What was the name for them to defile? Paul said, there are many lords. There are many gods. And there are many lords. Certainly they are. He said, "They defile my holy name when they said to them, these are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land." He said, one reason I did destroy them. Look at this. Verse 21. "But I had pity for mine holy name." That's why he had to destroy the house, because he has pity. That's what he always said. He said, "I had pity for my holy name." His name is holy. He has a sacred name. It's a sacred name. He said, "I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned amongst the heathens, wherever they went." He said, "Wherever they went, they profaned my name." He said, "Because of my pity, the love that I have for my name, because of that I had pity for my name, and I did not totally eradicate them, or destroyed them without any remembrance at all." He said, "The reason they were established to give glory unto my name, to give thanks unto my name." You must understand that the world was steeped in paganism. And here was these people. They had nothing to offer. They were filthy. Their navel cord was not even cut. They were the offscouring of the earth. And Yahweh chose a filthy, degenerate people like that to place his name in them, that his name may be known throughout the entire earth and it may be declared. That's why he did it. That's why he did it. That's why he did it. For the heathen gods were being exalted. The pagans, they were being exalted. And the name of Yahweh was eradicated out of the minds of his people, out of their thoughts, out of their practices. And so he chose this people. And he put a seal upon them, his name. That is the only seal we're going to have in this hour. I will show us in Scripture where Yahweh is going to literally write his name. It's going to be written by the Father. Now, if he writes a name, does he knows the name? You can stiffen your hearts. You can reject it. Too much is given, much is required. As he did it from the beginning, as he made known his name unto Adam and Eve, he's doing it in this hour. Do you think that the beast, that any man that received the mark or the name of the beast, they're going into the kingdom? Let me ask you a question then. Does the beast, is there a name associated with the beast? He has a name. He has a name. He has a name, and the Scripture gives us wisdom as to the number of his name. And if any man receive the mark or the name of the beast, and we are coming to an hour where you're not going to be able to buy or sell without the mark or the name of the beast, and once a man receives that, he's damned for eternity into darkness. And that's the truth. Scripture says that. And how Yahweh has gone through painting activities to let us know that that beast has a name. He has a name. He has a name. And men have always tried to figure it out. John F. Kennedy, Adolf Hitler, Mussolini. Any kind of God must possess a name. He has to have a name. You can't get around that. He has to. And in that name is his power, his authority. And in that name is his character. Certainly it is. Yahweh said, I had pity on my holy name. He even declares that his name is holy. That is Yahweh speaking unto Ezekiel concerning his house. He said, but I had pity for my holy name. It wasn't the name of Israel. He said, by my name, I had pity. And so it is today. He has pity for his name. And he wants his house to know his name. He will not give the glory of his name unto anyone else. Only the Son has the glory of the Father's name. And it did not change with translation of Scripture. A thousand years from the day you go out there, the name of James Clifford Horn will still be James Clifford Horn. It will never change. Yahweh's name is a name that is sacred. And it's set apart from all names. Look at what he declares in Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 6 and verse 7. Ezekiel 39, verse 6 and 7. Yahweh said, I will send fire on Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles. And they shall know that I am Yahweh, because I'm going to send fire. I'm going to destroy them. He says this in verse 7. So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people, Israel. There is where he makes his name known, in the midst of his people. And I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. He said, I'm going to make my holy name. Look at the character of the name that he's going to make known unto them. He says it's going to be a holy name. And he says it's one thing they will not do. They will not pollute my name anymore. And he is going to do that in this hour. He's going to call his remnants from every quarter of the earth. And he's going to make known his name in Israel, the seed of faith after Abraham, and they shall not pollute his name. They will not associate with things that are not according to his character, and names that do not express his character. Whether we receive it or by the truth and shall it not, it makes no difference. He's still going to have pity on his holy name. And there must be a name that he's going to have pity on. It's not going to be the name of Lord because there are many lords. It's not going to be the name of God because what God, God is? It's going to be Yahweh. That is the name he's going to have pity on. He said that name. For that name will not be profaned anymore. He's not going to allow his name to be profaned, saints. Whether we receive that or not. He's going to have a name. He's going to put it in vessels. And they're going to speak with a pure tongue. They're going to speak his name with much thanks and reverence. And they're going to pray in his name. For they can appreciate the hope that has come through Yahshua. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. No other name. No other name given. Under heaven. Whereby we can be saved. And that is the name of Yahweh because salvation is in him. David says in Psalms, listen to this term quickly. Psalms 99 in verse 3. This is what scripture says. Psalms 99 verse 3. This is so simple that a fool can understand. This is so simple that a wayfaring man can understand. Hear, man of my unprofessionally and scholarly intellectual approach can understand this. Psalms 99 at verse 3. He said, let them praise thy great and terrible name. Why? For it is holy. The one name is holy. His name is, first of all, it's a great name. And it's a terrible name. It terrifies the heart of men today. The flesh is terrified for that. He said, let them. He means what he says. He said, let them praise my great and my terrible name. Why? For it is a holy name. I want them to know my name is holy. It is a name of reverence. It's a holy name. He has a great name. Look at the superlatives he used. A great and a terrible name. And out of all of that, his name is still holy. It's not a defiled name or vile name. Let them praise his great and his terrible name. Why? For his name, he said. For his name, not his authority. His name is holy. He has a name that is holy. He has a name that is holy. In all of our doctrinal statements and teachings we've learned, nowhere where they really mention the name of the Father. You can't have the Son without him. If you realize the power of the Son, you will understand the glory of the Father. He said, pray our Father, which art above the earth, in the great celestial power of your domain. Hallowed. No name like your name. He has a great and a terrible name. And we that know him, we ought to praise it, for it is holy. David says in Psalms 111 verse 9. Psalms 111 verse 9. It says this. He, and it is Yahweh, he sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverence is his name. Is his name. He has a name that is holy. It's a reverence name. No, not Reverend David Roberts. David's name is not reverent. But Yahweh's name is. He has a name that is holy. There's a name that's reverent. He said, holy and reverent is my name. Is my name. He talks about his name throughout scripture. And yet this corrupt generation don't want to identify that. It says he has redeemed his people. He has delivered them. Yahweh did it. By sending the word and making it flesh. The Father did it. By putting him in the grave for 3 days and three nights. As he was quickened by the spirit of the Father. The Father resurrected him. To let us know there's hope in these vessels of clay. That's why he did it. Holy and reverence is my name. He declares that. That holy and reverence is His name. Well, David said that. You love the Psalms, don't you? I love the Psalms. I can find comfort and correction because every word of Yahweh is pure. And his servants, they love it. They love every word. That his name is a word too. He has a name. And his name is Yahweh. That is the Father's name. And the Son's name is not Jesus. Yeshua. It is Yahshua. That is Yah. Saves his people. For he has redeemed his people. Why? Because holy and reverent is his name. Well, that has no relevance with us. Turn quickly to Romans. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Romans 10 verse 13. I know what we've been taught in the scripture, but I want to read just this one verse. You says here he was talking, quote, about Jesus, not Saul. For in Yahweh is Messiah. Amen. They are one. They can't be separated. And the names cannot. What is the Father's name? I ask you that question. You answer it. He has a name, and the character of it, it is a holy name. Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Now, I know it says Lord there, if you have a King James rendition. Now, he was talking about the Father here. How do I know that? Because if you look in chapter 11, look in chapter 11, it says, and I will read it according to King James expression. I say then, have God cast away his people? God forbid. For also am I an Israelite of the seed of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Would ye not what the scripture says of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord. Is that not spelled the same way it's spelled in chapter, in verse 13? Amen. He was talking about Yahweh. It says, Lord, they have killed the prophets and dig down the altars. I am left alone that seek my life. Is it not spelled the same way? Is it not spelled the same way, my friends? You can resist it, but I will preach the truth uncompromisingly. He's talking about the same one. And when you talk about Messiah, you talk about Yahweh. There's no name whereby we can be saved but in the name of Yahweh, for salvation is of Yahweh. He wants his name to be recognized throughout the earth, that heathens, when they hear that name, they will tremble and fear. For in that name is his might, his power, his character, his authority. We simply haven't read the scripture. You haven't given him any kind of quality time. You haven't given him any efforts. You resist because there's a spirit of witchcraft. When you cannot obey the truth, it is a spirit of witchcraft. Amen. Who hath bewitched you that ye cannot obey or receive the truth? When you are bewitched, you cannot obey the truth. A man that is rebellious and stubborn, he can come to the truth. But one that is walking in witchcraft, you're always going to destroy that one. There will be no life in their souls. And that is scripture. He doesn't suffer witch to live. So he warns the righteous and the wicked man. Amen. Don't turn from your righteous ways, righteous man. Amen. For if you do, I'm going to set a stumbling block, and you wicked man, turn from your wicked ways. Amen. He was talking about the same Yahweh. Amen. For there's no other name given. When Israel was in the bondage of Egypt, they call upon Yahweh. Amen. And he delivered them. Amen. He has not changed one iota. The scripture says that Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He changed not. He changed not. He is the one that delivered Israel. And we are Israel in his house. He's going to deliver them again. What he has done is given us a hope to show us that the power of that deliverance is real. And that's what Messiah did. That's why he came in his Father's name. To restore the glory and the luster to his name. To bring glory. That's why he said, Father, glorify thy name. He said, Father, I have glorified thy name.
Amen.
Glorify it. Amen. Father said, I will not only glorify it, I have, and I will glorify it again. And in this hour, he's going to glorify it in the body of Messiah.
Amen.
We are the body he's going to glorify. He glorified it then in the body. He's going to make it known again in this hour. Men can reject it. They can fight all they want to their own perils of darkness. Their minds are going to become so sedated with darkness. And drunkenness, they're going to fall into the sin. Men don't believe that.
Amen.
But that's the truth. You're not going to reject his character. His name is a holy name, and that is ascribed to him. And how can you reject his name? A preponderance of evidence in Scripture, and we still reject that. Well, if his name is a name, it ought to be written. Well, I will show you that in Scripture too, for he is going to write his name. Only in the house of Israel, though. And that is the truth. He is going to write his name. The Scripture says in Leviticus, turn there quickly. Before you turn there, I want to read something from Luke chapter 1. Turn to Luke chapter 1 quickly. Luke chapter 1. There must be another witness of this hallowed name.
Amen.
And it was made known before Messiah was ever birthed.
Amen.
Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. I want to begin reading at verse 46. It says, and Miriam said, my soul doth delight in Yahweh. My soul now, the inward breath of me, delight in Yahweh. That's why David said, oh, magnify Yahweh with me. And let us exalt his name together. What name do you exalt and get together? That's what David said. Even the song says that. Oh, come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together as we enter into the house of the Lord. That's what it says. And David said, oh, magnify Yahweh with me. And he said, together let us exalt. Now listen, his name. Even if you use the word come, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And then when he gets to that part, come, let us exalt his name, then what is the name?
Amen.
If he's the master, what is his name?
Amen.
Even the Lord has a name.
Amen.
What is his name?
Amen.
Tell me.
Amen.
Miriam said that my soul doth magnify your way. There was no Yahshua. Who could she magnify? The ignorance of our minds and our mindset. She says, and my spirit hath rejoiced in Yahshua, my Savior. Look at this now. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all nations, all generations shall call me blessed. Why? For he that is mighty hath done to me great things. That's what Mary said. And she said what? And holy is what? His name. Tell me his name then. Tell me. She didn't speak Latin. She didn't speak Greek. And she certainly did not speak English. His name can't be an English name. It has to be in the grammar that he spoke to a house. That he spoke to Moses and Abraham. He spoke to them in the Hebrew tongue. No other tongue. That's why this vowel identity, they call themselves the Catholic whole house. They despise anything that is Semitism. And that's what it's doing in the hearts of this generation. That all nations are going to rise up against Israel. It can't be. It cannot be. And so what he's doing is raising up a staff in the heart of his men. And they will not fear if all men forsake them.
Amen.
When I first started preaching this, no man stood with me.
Amen.
All men forsook me.
Amen.
Those that said they love me, they forsook me.
Amen.
Doesn't shatter my hope at all.
Amen.
You're not going to even have faith unless you have a preacher.
Amen.
How can you hear unless you have a preacher?
Amen.
And how can he preach unless Yahweh sends the man?
Amen.
He must be sent.
He doesn't send a woman to vociferate his message. He sends a man.
But what are you? I'm not a homosexual, that's for sure. And I'm not warped in mind thinking at all. I'm a man. It doesn't make me a man because of some physical proudness. I'm a man because he put the breath of Messiah in me. And Messiah is my head. And a woman will never know she's a woman until she allows a man to be her head. There's nothing like a rebellious Jezebel. I will get back on my Jezebel topic, all right. Miriam said, Luke 1:49, for he that is mighty, she certainly wasn't talking about a little baby in her arm, have done to me great things. That's what she said. He is almighty. And she says, and holy is his name. That's what she said. Holy is his name. You take that away from him, I'm telling you all. For when you do that, you begin to profane his name. You begin to profane it. His name is holy. And he wants it to be identified that way. Not profane his name with Baal. He wants his name to be set apart. He wants his name to be sacred to you. That you don't carelessly use his name to satisfy your covetousness and your lust and your filth. That's why he said, when you pray, pray our Father. You know he sees everything. He watches over. And then I know you're my Father because I know your name. Hallowed is thy name. Young Dolphus, Josiah, he will know the name of his papa. He will know that he is daddy. He will know that he is father. He will know that he is authority. But above all things, he will know that that's Dolphus. Papa. 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 And so when he comes to daddy, when he comes to Dolphus, he will say, sir, daddy, can I have that? He knows in the name of Dolphus, his papa. Provider. Protector. He knows that. Oh, he will know that, son. He will. You don't even have to teach him that. It's instinctively. And only Israel will know the Father. Truth. Truth. She says, for he is mighty and holy is his name. Leviticus chapter 22, verse 31 through verse 33. Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. He says, I am your way. He said, neither shall ye profane my holy name. He said, you can't profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. Why? I am Yahweh, which hallow you. Leviticus 22. Verse 31, 32, and verse 33. He said, I am the one that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your provider, to be your great one. For I am Yahweh. That's my name. And I want you to know that I am the one. I want you to identify me. I am the one that brought you out. And I am Yahweh. Because you will ascribe that to Moloch. You will say that Molcom did that. You will say that Shemosh did that. He said, I am. I want you to know who I am. So you will know who delivered you out of the land of Egypt. Amen. That is my name. Yahweh. He wants us to know his name to know who delivered us out of Egypt. We're not in Egypt. Is Egypt not the symbolicness of this earthly world, this fleshly desire, this carnal desire? He wants us to know that he is the one that delivered us. He said, I want you to know my name is holy. Mary said, Miriam said his name was holy. Blessed and holy is his name. So it has to be a name that is holy. And he intends for us to know that name.
He intends for us to know it. You must understand that Joseph had to run for his life when Mary was espoused unto him with a child without him going into her. And there was only one whom I was revealed to. His name was Simeon. And he went to the temple daily, waiting for this promise of Yahweh. He did not go there waiting for the promise of Baal, some Lord, some God. He knew the one. And he said, Yahweh, I have seen the glory and the promise of Yisrael. I'm ready to die. I don't need to see anything else. You've granted me this? My. The scripture said he went to the temple daily, looking for that consolation. He went there daily. That's why we must go to the temple daily, looking for the consolation of Yahweh. He has a name. And even Miriam knew that his name was holy. She knew that. She knew that it was holy. And even the son that she birthed out of the natural knew that his name was holy. That's why he told us to pray, hallowed, holy, reverence is your name. He is holy. Everything he does is holy. In death is still holy because he has done it. The scripture says in First Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 34, 35, and 36. First Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 34. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good. I bless you for that characteristic, Father. For his mercy endureth forever. I would ask you a question. Does his mercy endureth in this hour? Was that for the old covenant, or it's still valid today? So is his name valid too. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh. And if his mercies endureth forever, that his name is valid today too. And say ye, save us, O Yahweh of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathens. For what reason? That we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. He said, take us out from amongst the heathens. For one thing, that we may give thanks unto what? His holy or hallowed sacred name. Take us out from amongst this heathen generation. That we may give thanks and reverence unto thy hallowed name. And Mary knew that name as she gave thanks, did she not? Scripture doesn't change. She gave thanks unto his name. That he had counted her a low handmaid. My. Oh, I find myself right there in the same predicament, Mary. I was low and steeped in sins. Only Yahweh can reveal Messiah to a man. Only he can. Only he can. Only he can. Only he can. And what she says to that man, that's the one, as he said to Peter, John, Bartholomew, as they left all to follow him, that they will know without a shadow of a doubt that it was the Father. You can't even come unto him unless he draw you. No man can come unto Yahweh unless he draws the man. He must draw you. He must draw you. And he pulls you unto his bosoms. His bosom. He must do it. Messiah is his bosom. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Of the Father. He is our Redeemer. He declares that in Isaiah chapter 47 verse 4. Isaiah chapter 47 verse 4. As for our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts is his name. Now, is the Lord of hosts his name? It has no relevance, even in the natural kind of thinking. Why? Because the Holy One of Israel. Only to Israel is his name holy. Only to the house is his name holy. But men despise that name because they are not holy.
I don't care if you've been in a whorehouse all your life. That doesn't mean a nickel's worth of rats don't your way. In the house of Israel, his name is holy. And only in Israel will they exalt his name and praise him because they understand the reverence of his name and the glory of it. He has a glorious name. And he takes delight when men call upon him your way. I bless you. And our ignorance at one time he winked at us. We know that we're coming to the last hour of this day, the last second. Because he's not going to allow his name to be put in these filthy vessels and pollute it. He's not going to allow. He's not going to put new wine in old bottles. At least the bottle and the vessel be destroyed. He's not going to do that. And so what he's doing, he's cleansing a people. That his name may be sanctified. It has been spoken through polluted lips. Through division. Through corruption and tradition. And he's going to have a people that's going to call upon his name with a pure intent. Their hearts being holy. For in their hearts dwell the tabernacle of Yahweh, and his name is in his tabernacle. He has raised up earthly tabernacles that his name may be in the tabernacle, as he did with Solomon's temple. As he did with the temple, that his name would be there. And when men would go into the temple, they would see the glory of that name, and they would honor that name. For holy is Yahweh's name, and there is no other name like his name. And his name is forever and ever. His name is holy and it is forever. When he spoke it back then to Isaiah, to Moses, his name is still forever. It has not changed. Well, Yahweh knows our hearts, the deceitful, above all things, the desperately wicked. He knows that. So he needs to put something holy down in our hearts. You will turn against him because of your traditions and your feelings. And they're going to destroy you into a darkness of hell. You will turn against his righteous ways because of your emotions. I won't, Father. If no man stands with me, nobody, I will stand for him. I will. What do I have to lose? Your friendship is not friendship. To lose that? Well, that's not a grave loss to me. But to lose my soul is. To lose that. To lose that. And I know Yahweh, before Messiah ascended, before he ascended, he descended. And he gave gifts unto men. He did it. Reject that to your own destruction. No, he did not give gifts unto men for men to esteem themselves above him. No, I esteem him and his name. And every last one of these hypocrites and perverts, they can speak whatever they will. Amen. I exalt him. Amen. Him. Amen. For he is the glory of the Father. Amen. And in him, the Father's name is in him. Amen. And I bless him because he brought that name in a pure vessel. Amen. And there was no defilement of the Father's name. None whatsoever. And he made known the name of the Father. I'll ask all of you all a question. You that have natural fathers and have known them, do you know your natural father's name, Jermaine Horn? What was his name? James Clifford Horn. What did you call him? Father. But what was his name? James Clifford. So Messiah had a father too. I didn't know him. He knew him. And his name wasn't Lord either. He said, Father Yahweh. I bless you. That's a glorious name. And I am to bear that in this earthly body. Our minds are so bogged down with carnality. We can't see the beauty of what he's done. And so here it is in this hour. He loosed the shackles of young men, preachers, to stand with firmness, without any doubting at all, to stand for that glorious auction that's going to be revealed when they say, glory. Do you not understand when Mr. Bush goes to a nation that there's a protocol? When Messiah comes, the angel is going to announce the glory of the Father. For he's coming in the might and the power of the Father. And so when our president goes to a nation, there's a trumpet sound probably. And it is herald, the most honorable president of the United States of America, George Bush. And they proclaim his name.
Yes, they do. They make known the president's name. And here we say we, quote, serve this God. And we never know our fathers. We're bastards. You see, I don't know my natural daddy. And in the natural birth, I am a bastard. My mother was not betrothed or married to the man. Say what you will, say what you want. I'm not ashamed of that. For I have the truth of Messiah in my soul, so I'm not ashamed of that. That make you less than me, then bless Yahweh for that. For he's forgiven me much. And that's why I can love him much. For whom much is forgiven, they love it much. For whom little is given, they don't love much. So that's why they don't love him today. And they certainly don't love his name. You say, well, that's no importance, Pastor Roberts. Well, let's see what Scripture says. Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. I want to read verse 6. Drop down to verse 16 and 17. The Scripture says that in Revelation chapter 13, verse 6, this vile thing, the serpent of darkness, the spirit of this age that's in his children. It says, first of all, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against, and that text says God. I'll read it that way. I'll read it that way. Revelation 13, verse 6. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Now read it that way. Now what is the name of this God if he's going to blaspheme God? Answer that. And he opened his mouth, this child of darkness, and he blasphemed God. And he blasphemed his name. That's what he did. That's Scripture. You can't take it away. You may resist it, but it's still the truth. Not only did he blaspheme God, now, you understand the parallel of whom he is to his name. That not only did he blaspheme Yahweh, but his name. So he opened his mouth to blaspheme, just like it says in the King James rendition. And he blasphemed God. That's what he says. And he blasphemed God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in his kingdom. So not only did he blaspheme this one that sat upon this glorious throne, but he began to profane his name. That's what he did. And that is what this generation is doing today. They speak villainly against his name. Well, I don't think Pastor Roberts is right. No, I'm absolutely wrong. But his name is right. Amen. That's right. Amen. I'm wrong, but his name is right. He has a hallowed name. And his name is right. I'm wrong, but he is right. And so this power of darkness today, they're blaspheming the name of Yahweh. And so what they try to do, they say, look at the folks that call themselves, or they use that name. Look at this vile, degenerate thing that calls itself, quote, the church, unquote. It's a corrupt thing. They're so vile. I'm ashamed of it. I really am. There's no loyalty. There's no government. There's no law of righteousness. Say what you will. Everybody's doing what's right in their own sight, their own mind. I don't need no man of Yahweh. You're a fool. That was the only way that Israel and the only way we're going to ever be led out of the bondage. Amen. We must be preached to. He have chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I don't care what you think, what you did believe. Well, that's my mama. No, it must be by the foolishness of preaching. That faith comes alive in her heart that she can believe the Father. And that's the truth. That's why he gave gifts unto men. To bring us to the perfect law. To the perfection of his law. He gave gifts unto men. And he didn't give it unto a Jezebel. To call herself a pastor or a bishop. It's a Jezebel spirit. And anyone that says that they are filled with a Jezebel spirit. What if they don't know? If they know. And this generation knows.
They reject that. They will shut men off to tell them. No woman is called to preach. They shut that off. No, a woman is not called to vociferate the authority of Yahweh to any man in any capacity. I don't care if it's a son or son-in-law. She's not called to do that. No. She can vociferate to women. Sure she can. But she can't do it to a man. If a man is in the midst, then the man stands up and take authority. That's it. And so we don't allow women to gather here and there are men in the midst and Sister Roberts going to tell. No, sir. Amen. If there's any man in the midst who stands up and takes authority. I don't care whether he's called a preacher or not. That's just the law of your way. For Yahshua is the head of man. And he doesn't put a woman on the head of himself. No, sir. He won't do that. And so he blasphemed not only Yahweh, but he blasphemed his name. You don't understand the importance of that? Why his name? Why not just him? But he blasphemed his name as well. Why not just God, if you use that expression? Not only did he blaspheme Yahweh, but his name. And that is what this vile generation is doing. They're blaspheming his name. For they are the spirit of this vile dragon. They detest that name. You don't have his love unless you love his name. It says in verse 16, same chapter, verse 16, look at this. Look at this now. Look what he does. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand. Do you think it's a mark? Do you believe it's visible? Do you believe that now? Concur with me or not, say no or yes. It's a mark. He said in their right hand or in their forehead. I want you to keep that in mind now. In their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark or the name of the beast and the number of his name. You tell me names are not important? You tell me the name of the Father is not important? You're going to have to know the name of the Father, the name of the beast. And there ain't no doubt about that. And they must receive the mark. It must be a mark engraved. You see the heathens today? Don't you see the heathens? They got names on their necks today. I've never seen the proliferation of that. So I watched other days. I went out. So many got these names. Women and men. They got characters of the Chinese language, a different language that are far and heathenistic. And they got these things carved in their necks. Sure they do. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I've seen it proliferate. It makes no difference who they are. Caucasians, Jews, blacks. They all are doing it. For they are their father. Satan. Shatan is his name. So they must have a name of the beast. That is where our power is because we have the name of the Father. And the other name is the hope of his Son. Without the name of the Father, you have no hope of the Son. You must have the Father to have hope in the Son. You can't have it because they are what? Scripture says that. So you can't even buy a son unless you have the mark of the name of the beast. You must have that. The mark or the name of the beast. You must have that in order to buy or to sell. That's why men today are not buying truth because they have the mark of the beast. That's why they can't buy it. They can't buy the truth of his name because they have the mark of the beast. For it blasphemed against him and against his name. And then blasphemed against that damn name. I don't want to say that, Father. His name is not damned. It's a holy name. His name is holy. It's holy and reverence. Great and terrible is his name because it's holy.
Amen.
Now the scripture tells us in Revelation chapter 14.